Hi, it's February 15, the anniversary of the formation of the band Chicago in 1967. They weren't called that then, they became Chicago Transit Authority, but after the CTA threatened to sue, they shortened their name to Chicago. Went on to have the hits Just You and Me, Hard to Say I'm Sorry, and the number one If You Leave Me Now. No surprise really, great band.
Baby, what a big surprise.
The hit British comedy Some Mothers Do Have 'Em, starring Michael Crawford, started on this day in 1973.
We're going to hear the patter of tiny little feet.
Oh, no. I'm not having another cat in this house.
February 15 birthdays, actress Jane Seymour is 68. She's been called the queen of the miniseries. Remember Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman? But she started as a Bond girl in Live and Let Die.
I know who you are. What you are and why you have come. You have made a mistake. You will not succeed.
The creator of The Simpsons, Matt Groening, turns 65.
I was mesmerized and consumed by bland family sitcoms as a kid. Loved Leave It to Beaver and Father Knows Best.
And my teachers and my guidance counselor were saying, you're wasting your life.
Lead singer of hit UK reggae group UB40, Ali Campbell, is 60. For years, he split from the band and there were legal battles, but he's back where he belongs. They were discovered by Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders, who joined them on their first hit.
Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
Finally, Australia's king of comedy, Graham Kennedy, was also born on February 15. He died aged 71 in 2005. Was it really that long ago?
Nothing much has changed. Same old studio, same old floor crew, same old orchestra.
Same old jokes.
Remembering Graham Kennedy on February 15.